It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Candleland Radio. Candleland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean to say. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, let's do it. Another night of Legion Baseball coming at you here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Here from Wathena, Doniphan County plays host to Oskaloosa. Thank you so much for tuning in. Colin Feldkamp in studio. Brandon Tadman with you here tonight as we're just moments away from the first pitch. So let's dive right into the starting lineups. And we'll start with the road team. That is Oskaloosa. They'll go with Trevor Willits to lead things off. He's in center field. Trenton Van Houten is the shortstop, batting second. A.J. Kretzer is at first, batting third. And then you get the Perry combination. Cord Perry pitching, batting fourth. Coy Perry catching and batting fifth. Hunter Boyd is batting sixth and playing third. Gunnar Rockhold is at second base, batting seventh. Barrett Heston, the right fielder, batting eighth. Tanner Haynes in left field, batting ninth. And then rounding out the Oskaloosa lineup, the extra hitter is Carter Sabelka. So again, for Oski here tonight, Willits in center. Van Houten at short. Kretzer at first. Cord Perry pitching. Coy Perry catching. Boyd at third, Rockhold at second, Heston in right, Haynes in left, and Sabelka is the extra hitter. For Doniphan County, they'll go like this. Cooper Everly leading things off. He is at shortstop. Charlie Grable is catching, batting second. Trent Spiker is in center field and batting third. Cole Franken in the cleanup spot. He is in left field. Preston Christensen is the extra hitter. He is batting fifth. Kobe Davis at third and batting sixth. Gavin Fumler in right field, batting seventh. Alex Leibel is pitching tonight for Doniphan County. He is batting seventh. Brock Studer at first, he bats eighth. And rounding out the Doniphan County lineup is Ryder Davis, and he is at second base. So again, for DC tonight, Everly at short, Grable catching, Spiker in center, Franken in left. Christensen is the extra hitter, Davis at third, Fumler in right, Leibel pitching, Studer at first, and Davis is at second base. Thank you again for tuning in. I want to thank our great sponsors here, Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safe. Also Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information there. And then also Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Again, Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brandon Tadman with you as we're just moments away from the first pitch. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. It's coming down to the home stretch here in the Legion baseball season. We'll have some more regular season games. Should wrap things up here in the next week or two prior to the zone tournament. And then the latter portion of July, we'll have the Legion State Baseball Tournament in Topeka, hoping one of our area teams can battle through and get there this summer. We'll have coverage the rest of the way here for the next few weeks. Well, let's talk a little bit about this matchup here tonight, Oskaloosa and Doniphan County. This will be games 5 and 6 for these two teams in the series over the summer. Oskaloosa 1-3 against Doniphan County this year, and then Doniphan County, nice showing on Friday. They beat Atchison at 10-0. Cooper Everly pitched a four-inning no-hitter in that game on 52 pitches. He did have 3 walks and did have a strikeout as well. Doniphan County, winners of 5 of their last 6, and certainly one of the top teams in the area. The tall righty, Alex Leibel, is on the bump for D.C. as he is getting his final few warm-up pitches in for this one here tonight. And again, we appreciate all of our great sponsors and listeners out there. So as Oski gets set, it'll be Willits, Van Houten, and Kretzer due up here in the top of the first inning. So again, these two teams have played 4 times. They played in the season opener on June 1st, and Doniphan County swept it with wins of 11-1 and 3-2. And they played 2 more on the 22nd of June. Doniphan County won that first game 13-5, but Oskaloosa did pick up a victory in that second game of the doubleheader. That final was 4-3. So D.C. 3-1 against Oskaloosa. They'll play 2 more times here tonight. And again, we thank you for tuning in, as it's going to be Trevor Willits to lead things off for Oskaloosa, rocking the blue tops and white pants. White numerals and lettering, they are trimmed out in red. The red tops for Doniphan County, they got the light blue numerals and lettering. White pants as well, they're trimmed out in white and blue. The umpires get the final signal. Willits steps in from the right side. The point has been made by the umpire to Leibel. Shakes off the first sign, likes the second sign, and here is the first pitch. And it's low and outside for ball one, and we are underway. Of course, last week we were in Hiawatha, saw Doniphan County lose 11-1 to Hiawatha, but they bounced back with a big victory in game 2. Nearly the same location on that second pitch, a little bit low and outside, and Willits jumps out in front. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Had a little bit of rain in the forecast here in the afternoon, some scattered showers, but not stopping us here today. Ground ball left side, Everly at short, bobbles, and he's not going to get it in time. It's going to be an error by the shortstop. And bobbled a couple times by Everly, and Willits is on to begin the game. Here's the shortstop, Trenton Van Houten. So Willits at first to begin the ball game. Van Houten also bats from the right side, and quickly Leibel has to work out of the stretch. Quick look, and the first pitch is low and outside for ball one. A.J. Kretzer on deck for Oskaloosa. It's hard to believe this Legion baseball summer just cruising along, just really a few weeks left. Here's a foul ball out of play right side. And it's now 1 ball and 1 strike here to Van Houten. So again, the defense for Doniphan County, you got Leibel on the bump. Charlie Grable is catching for him. Kobe Davis at third, Everly at short, Ryder Davis at second, Studer is at first. Here's Leibel's next pitch, little off speed, but once again outside, it's 2 balls and 1 strike. So the last time these two teams played, they split. Oskaloosa won the second game of that doubleheader 4-3 a couple of weeks ago. Here's a ground ball right side, and that's going to find the hole. Beautifully executed hit and run. Now runners are going to be at first and third with nobody out. Willits was going on that pitch, and Van Houten just shot it to the right side where the second baseman would have been. Instead, it finds its way into right field. Now first and third, nobody out. That'll bring up A.J. Kretzer. So a scoring opportunity for Oskaloosa to begin the ball game as Leibel decides to throw it over to first base. Van Houten back in time safely. Willits at third, Van Houten at first. Nobody down here in the top of the first, no score. Oski trying to get on the board first. Ground ball left side, and it's past Everly at shorts, and it will be a 1-0 start here for Oskaloosa as Kretzer comes through with an RBI single. Van Houten will stop at second base, back-to-back singles. And Kretzer with an RBI. So now 1-0 Oskaloosa. Runners at first and second, still nobody out. Here's the pitcher, Cord Perry. Followed by Coy Perry. Lible's next pitch, off speed, a little bit high, ball one. So the error by Everly comes back to by Donovan County here early. See if they can limit the damage here in the top of the first. Lible's pitch. Ground ball. It's going to be shortstop side. Everly, a nice toss to second for one. To first, not in time. So they can't get the double play. And they do get the first down of the inning on the fielder's choice. And now runners at the corners with one out. Van Houten at third. Cord Perry at first. And now Coy Perry, the catcher, steps in. Runners at the corners with one out. 1-0 Oskaloosa here to start the ball game on an RBI single by Kretzer. Here's Lible's pitch. It's outside. It's going to hit the backstop. And now here comes the runner from third, and they won't get him in time. It's a 2-0 lead now for Oskaloosa after the wild pitch by Lible. So Van Houten is in from third to score. Cord Perry makes it up to second base. Now runner at second, one out. And a 1-0 count here on Coy Perry. So a good start here for Oskaloosa. 2-0 advantage. Here's the strike on the outside corner. And the count even Stevens at one ball and one strike. Overcast conditions. Again, we saw some scattered rain here the last couple of hours. Next pitch outside. Two balls and one strike. Third baseman Hunter Boyd is on deck for Oskaloosa. Lible continues out of the stretch. Next pitch, ground ball, third base side. This is Kobe Davis on a charge. A little bit of a bobble, and he's not going to even have a chance to make it to first. And it'll be an infield single by Coy Perry. And now runners at the corners with still one out. As Cord Perry able to make it to third. So here's Hunter Boyd with runners at the corners. And still just one out. The third single here in the inning, 2-0 Oskaloosa lead. Lible's pitch is outside, and kind of a hesitation, and the throw gets launched into center field, and that's going to score another run. So an error by the catcher, Charlie Grable. And it's now 3-0 Oskaloosa as Cord Perry is able to score. So there was hesitation by Coy Perry on a steal. And the throw by Charlie Grable is launched into center field. Cord Perry able to score easily, 3-0. Now a ground ball right side. Fielded on a hop by Davis. Quick toss to first in time for out number two. And Coy Perry able to get up to third base. So now two outs. Gunnar Rockhold, a second baseman, a lefty. With a runner at third and two down. 3-0 here, Oskaloosa in the top of the first. Lible's first pitch right down Broadway for strike number one. So a couple of errors this inning. Three singles. Oskaloosa's tallied three here in the top frame. There's a nice pitch there by Lible off speed and had Rockhold dancing. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. See if he can come through on an 0-2 count, trying to get at least one more run. And it's going to be a foul ball. Clipped the inside part of the leg there by Rockhold. And he stays alive at 0-2. So Willits began the game, reached on an error, then back-to-back singles, a fielder's choice, a single, and a ground out with another error mixed in there. Here's a ground ball, but it's foul, first base side. Rockhold really battling here with Lible. And it stays, no balls and two strikes. Willits, Van Houten, and Cord Perry have all scored. It's a 3-0 Oskaloosa lead here in the first inning. Here's Lible's 0-2, and this one is hit towards left center field, and it drops. So on an 0-2 pitch, Rockhold comes through with the RBI single. It's now 4-0 Oskaloosa. So the line continues to move. Barrett Heston, the right fielder, now checks in. Rockhold at first after the RBI single. And a 4-0 lead here for Oskaloosa in the first. Here's Lavell's pitch, and it's fouled away. And the count, no balls and one strike. Heston batting from the right side. Lavell continues out of the stretch, just trying to get out of the inning, and now he hits a batter. Lavell's pitch runs inside, hits Heston on the left shoulder. And now Tanner Haynes, the left fielder. Rockhold the second. Heston is all right after taking that one. And now Tanner Haynes steps in. So the line continues to move. The ninth man comes to the plate here for Oskaloosa in the first. A 4-0 lead for Oski. First pitch by Lavell is outside. And you can see a little bit of frustration as it's been a tough go here in the top of the first. So one ball and no strikes here on Tanner Haynes, the left fielder. Next one a little bit outside as well. Now two balls and no strikes. Carter Sabelka is on deck. If it gets to him, they will bat around here in the first. Next pitch finds the strike zone in the outside corner. Now two balls and one strike. Here on Tanner Haynes. Rockhold at second. Heston at first. Here's Lavell's next pitch. Good location. About the same spot on the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. Can Lavell get out of the inning? He's got another two-strike count. But Oskaloosa's done pretty well with two strikes here in the first inning. Here's Lavell's pitch. Same spot, outside corner, gets it again for strike three, but damage certainly done. A couple of errors, a couple of RBI singles. And after a half inning, Oskaloosa, a 4-0 lead here at Doniphan County. We're back in a moment.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Ryan Meininger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also, Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Colin Fellkamp in studio. Brandon Tadman with you. How about Oskaloosa? Four runs, four hits in the first inning, a 4-0 lead, and now here is Doniphan County facing Cord Perry, down four to start the ball game, and the first pitch by Perry is in there for strike number one to the shortstop, Cooper Eberle. Mentioned in the pregame, Eberle threw a four-inning no-hitter in their 10-0 win on Friday against Atchison. Second pitch is low and outside, one ball and one strike. Eberle so far with a 3.46 average here in the summer. Takes another one outside, two balls and one strike. Cooper Eberle, 52 at bats, 18 hits. 17 of those 18 have been singles. Speaking of singles, oh, what a stop by the second baseman. Beautifully played by Rockhold, and he saved the base hit with a nice defensive gem. And there's one hitter and one out here for Doniphan County as Everly grounds out to second base. That'll bring up Charlie Grable, the catcher. Grable, 56 plate appearances in 17 games, 43 at-bats, 18 hits for a .419 average. That's from the left side. Here's Cord Perry's first pitch. It's low and inside, ball one. Doniphan County, last Thursday, we were at Hiawatha. They lost the first game in that doubleheader 11-1, but they bounced back with a 12-0 win in game number two. Next pitch to Grable, fouled away. It's one ball and one strike. One out, nobody on. Here in the bottom of the first, Oskaloosa out to a 4-0 lead. Perry's next pitch, just a little bit off the plate outside, two balls and one strike. Doniphan County is a team hitting .351 this summer. And another ball that's a little bit upstairs here to Grable, so now he's got the advantage at three balls and one strike. See if Grable has a green light here on 3-1. He takes one inside. It's ball four. So a one-out walk to Charlie Grable. That brings up the center fielder, Trent Spiker. Trent Spiker, the best batting average on this Doniphan County team, .529. So 34 at-bats, 18 hits, 9 singles, 2 doubles, and he has 6 home runs and 31 RBIs. Definitely leads the team in homers and runs batted in. He's got a runner at first and one down. And the first pitch is fouled straight back into the fence, and the count's 0-1. Now this summer, 11 home runs have been hit by this Doniphan County roster, 6 off the bat of Trent Spiker. Bats from the right side, facing the righty, Cord Perry. Grable at first, after a one-out walk. Pops this one up very high. It's going to stay in the infield. Van Houten, the shortstop, moving in kind of in front of the third baseman Boyd to make the catch. And no advancement by Grable, and now 2 outs here in the inning. That'll bring up Cole Franken, the left fielder. Cole Franken this summer, 52 at-bats, 22 hits, .423 average. 15 singles, 5 doubles. He's homered twice. He has driven in 25. And he takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Perry, a quick throw. Nice toss to first and a close play, but Grable back in time safely. .919 wins in 23 games for Doniphan County. As the next pitch is fouled away. Third base side, now one ball and one strike here to Franken. Franken rocks jersey number 22. A little bit open on his stance. Next pitch by Cord Perry, a little bit outside. It's now two balls and one strike. Perry fires, fastball just missing, and the count now 3 balls and 1 strike with Preston Christensen on deck. Here is the 3-1, and it's fouled away. And the count runs full at 3-2. So Preston Christensen on deck. You got Grable at first with 2 down. A ground out, a walk, a pop out. Here in the inning, and now Franken, a 3-2 count, another throw over to first by Cord Perry, and Grable back in time. Here's the 3-2, and it's upstairs, ball four, and the inning continues. So Grable to second, and Franken takes first, so couple of walks here this inning to keep the line moving, and that'll bring up Preston Christensen, the extra hitter. Christensen, 46 at-bats, 14 hits, a 304 average. He's played in all 23 games. And the first pitch missing outside in the count 1-0. So can Christensen come through and get Donovan County on the board? It's a 4-0 Oskaloosa lead here in the bottom of the first. Next pitch upstairs by Cord Perry. Now Christensen with a good advantage at 2-0. Oski got 4 runs on 4 hits in the first. Couple of errors, though, by Donovan County, did not help the cause. Now the count is 3-0. Another one upstairs. So after a good start in the inning by Cord Perry, he's having to battle here down the stretch, trying to keep Donovan County off the board. So we'll see how Christensen handles 3-0. He's got Grable at second, Franken at first. And the 3-0 taken all the way, and that one's in there for strike one. So now 3 balls and 1 strike. Kobe Davis on deck, seeing if Donovan County can extend the inning. There's ball 4 outside, and the bases are loaded. Grable moves to third, Franken to second, and Christensen takes first. The bases are loaded on 3 walks here in the inning. And it's Kobe Davis. Can he come through? 18 hits and 41 at-bats, a stout 439 average. And the first pitch by Cord Perry, a little bit inside for ball one. Four nothing Oskaloosa, but a chance here for Donovan County. Next pitch is outside, 2-0. So Cord Perry having a little bit of issues finding the strike zone here the last couple of hitters, and that one is way upstairs, and Davis has to duck out of the way, and the count runs to 3-0. So a chance to get one in. 3-0 count. The bases are loaded. Cord Perry quickly shakes yes to the sign. First pitch is in there for strike one. Davis taken the whole way. 3 balls and 1 strike. Bases loaded here in the bottom of the first. Oskaloosa with a 4-0 lead, but D.C. trying to counter, and there's ball 4. And a bases loaded walk. It's Donovan County on the board. It's now 4-1, Oskaloosa. So here's Gavin Fumler, the right fielder. Now Davis at first, Christensen at second, Franken at third. First pitch to Fumler is in there for strike one. So now it's 4-1 Oskaloosa here in the first. Donovan County getting their run on a bases loaded walk. Still 2 outs. Ground ball left side and just foul. Not a couple of feet outside the third base bag at left side, but just foul. So now Fumler needs to protect. It's 0-2. Oski trying to get out of the inning with limited damage done. Here's the 0-2 upstairs. And it's 1-2 with Alex Leibel on deck. Here's the 1-2 by Perry. Hit towards center field. Willits moving to his left. Not much. Makes the catch, and that's the inning. So 4 walks in the inning leads to a run, but damage limited by Oskaloosa. We've played one. Oski with a 4-1 lead here at Donovan County. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas.
The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Doniphan County, they leave the bases loaded in the first inning, but they do scratch across one on four walks, so one run, no hits. They leave the bases loaded, and to the second inning we go. Oskaloosa with a 4-1 lead here at Doniphan County, here in Wathena. Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brandon Sadman with you. As Oski comes up to bat here with last spot in the order, Carter Sabelka, the extra hitter, followed by Willits and Van Houten. Alex Leibel goes back to work here for Doniphan County. We'll have to come back here in this first ball game. We'll have another broadcast next week, and then the following week, or the week after, we'll have coverage of the zone tournament and potentially a area team in the state tournament towards the end of July. So here's Carter Sabelka, the extra hitter. Leibel's first pitch is swung on and grounded. Left side, third baseman Kobe Davis on a charge, and a throw is high, but brought down by Studer at first. And one pitch, one out here in the top of the second. And to the top of the order with Trevor Willits, who reached on an error and scored in the four-run first. So Leibel trying to bounce back after the four runs across in the first. He gets one pitch and one out to start the second. And his first pitch to Willits is low for ball one. Royals baseball, you can catch that on 92.1 KMZA. They're in Houston. That first pitch at 7-10. Leibel's pitch here is in the strike zone to Willits. One ball and one strike. Here is the 1-1 from Leibel. It's outside. And now two balls and one strike here on Willits. Well, it's a right-hander facing a right-hander Leibel. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, Leibel off the top of his glove and stopped there by Ryder Davis at second and not in time on the throw. Willits was going to beat it out. And that will be an infield single by Willits, and he's on for the second time in his many at-bats. That'll bring up Van Houten, who singled and scored on a wild pitch in the first. Leibel's tall, but off the top of his glove, and Ryder Davis was able to cut it out before center field, but Willits had too much speed to beat out a potential throw. So he's at first with one out. Van Houten steps in, Leibel out of the stretch, and another throw, and now it's a pickle. Studer's throw to second, and they will get him for the out. Nice job by Leibel. As soon as he tried to pick off to first, Willits took off towards second. Studer made a nice throw to second base and an easy tag for out number two. So now, nobody on and two outs in the inning. Here's a rocket shot. What a stop by Everly at short. Settles and throws across the diamond. A beautiful defensive play by Everly. And Leibel faces the minimum in the top of the second. So 1.5 played. Oskaloosa with a 4-1 lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy, on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the second inning, Oskaloosa a 4-1 lead here at Doniphan County as Alex Leibel will lead things off for DC. Down three runs, Leibel faced the minimum in the second inning. Oskaloosa got a one-out single, but Trevor Willits was caught stealing. So three up, three down. And the first pitch from Accord Perry to Leibel, a little bit up and in for ball one. Leibel, Studer, and Ryder Davis due up for DC this inning. Another pitch that's a little bit upstairs and inside. And now count two balls and no strikes. Leibel, 45 at-bats, 14 hits, averages 3.11. And he takes a 2-0 pitch on the outside corner. Now two balls and one strike. Here's the 2-1 by Perry. Ground ball right side. Rock hold it second. Has some time. Makes the throw to first for out number one. So a ground out to the second baseman by Leibel. That brings up Brock Studer. Brock Studer, 51 at-bats, 17 hits. Averages .333. He's driven in 13 on the year and scored 11 runs. First pitch by Cord Perry just missing for ball one. Ground ball left side. Van Houten at short tries to make a play. It kicks away and Studer is on. And that'll be the first hit of the ball game for Doniphan County as Studer is on with one out in the second. That'll bring up Ryder Davis, the second baseman. It's a good effort by Van Houten at shorts. Even if he makes the clean play, it was very deep at shorts. Probably wouldn't have been able to get Studer on the run. First pitch fouled away. My Ryder Davis in the count, no balls and one strike. Ryder Davis, 42 at-bats, 13 hits. He has one double. He's got a .310 average. He has scored 19 runs so far this summer and has driven in four. He's got Studer at first and one down. His team down 4-1 here in the bottom of the second. Ground ball, good hop to the shortstop, Van Houten. He'll go ahead and step on shorts, and I think Van Houten thought there was two outs because that was a set-up double play in the making, and he just casually went and tapped second base for the out, so the inning will continue. So Ryder Davis at first now with two outs, and at the top of the order with Cooper Everly, who grounded out to second his first time up. And he'll take one up and in for ball one. So we'll see if Doniphan County can make Oskaloosa pay for what could have been a potential ending double play. Now here's a pop-up left side to Boyd in foul territory. He'll make the catch. So that little blunder does not affect Oskaloosa in any way, shape, or form. So two innings in the books. Oski, a 4-1 lead here at Doniphan County. We're back in a moment.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sebepa. C&K, helping you get there safe. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. And Kime Trucking, or Kime TS Trucking of Sebepa, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Two innings in the book here in Wathena. Oskaloosa with the 4-1 lead over Doniphan County. Both teams getting their runs in the first. Both teams with zeros in the second inning. Alex Lavell back to work on the bump for Doniphan County, as he will face 3, 4, and 5 in the Oskaloosa order with Kretzer, Perry, and Perry, Cord, and Coy Perry. So here's A.J. Kretzer, the first baseman. He got the scoring going with an RBI single in his first at-bat. He bats from the left side. Here's Lavell's first pitch, and it's swung on and missed for strike number one. So Lavell was able to bounce back after a tough first, facing the minimum in the second. This one's hit towards shallow left field. The shortstop, Everly, goes out to shallow left field to make the catch. And there's the first out here in the top of the third. So here's Cord Perry. He reached on a fielder's choice. It was a wild journey for him around the bases in the first. Reached second on a wild pitch and was able to score on an error by the catcher, Grable. Steps in and fouls the first pitch straight back and out of play. Count 0-1. Oskaloosa with the 4-1 lead here is underway in the third inning. Lavell out of the stretch, likes the call from Grable. Here's the 0-1, and it's shot towards right field, and it's going to drop in front of Fumler for a base hit. So Cord Perry on for a second time in as many at-bats, and a one-out single, and that'll bring up Coy Perry. So Coy Perry, who singled and scored in the first, steps in with Cord at first, and one out. Lavell out of the stretch. And here's the pitch. And a ground ball left side. Could be two. Everly up to second for one. And a first. Not in time. So inning continues, but they get the lead runner for out number two. And that'll bring up Hunter Boyd. Boyd in his first at bat, grounded out to second. A little bit of a pause in the action to get a bat out of the way, but back to it as Lavell get out of the stretch with Coy Perry at first base and two down. Off speed, just missing. And the count is 1-0 here on Hunter Boyd. So Oskaloosa, a 4-1 lead here in the top of the third. Here's Lavell's 1-0 in the dirt. Gets stopped there by Grable. Takes one off the chest. Keeps it in front of him. And the count goes to 2-0. Decent lead by Coy Perry, but not going. Next pitch is a little bit inside. And the advantage heavily on the side for Boyd. It's 3-0. Gunnar Rockhold on deck. Here is the 3-0 from Lavell. And a good spot at the knees on the outside corner. And it's now 3-1. So 3-1. Good lead for Coy Perry at first. Lavell with a little bit of a look. Here's the pitch. And it's popped up towards shallow right field. And the second baseman running towards the foul line to make the catch. That's Ryder Davis, and the inning is over. So 2.5 in the books, a 4-1 lead for Oskaloosa. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also, Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials, and Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Colin Felkamp in studio, Brandon Sadman with you through 2.5 innings here in Wathena. Oskaloosa with the 4-1 lead over Doniphan County. Both teams getting their runs in the first. So far, Oskaloosa 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Doniphan County 1 run, 1 hit, and 2 errors. As Cord Perry gets set to go back to work, he'll face Grable, Spiker, and Franken here in the bottom half of the third. Good part of the order for Doniphan County. So Grable walked and scored the lone run for Doniphan County in the first. He'll step in from the left side to lead off the bottom of the third. Defense for Oskaloosa. Coy Perry is catching. They got Boyd at third. Van Houten at short. Rockhold at second. Kretzer at first base as the first pitch to Grable is in there for strike one. Here's the 0-1, and it's fouled away. And quickly, advantage for Cord Perry as the count moves to 0-2. Grable needs to protect here. He's got a 4.19 average entering this game tonight. And that pitch runs a little bit inside. Nearly got him, but just missing. So the count moves to 1-2. Perry back to work quickly, the 1-2. And that one's roped into right field, right past Kretzer at first for a leadoff single. So a good at bat for Grable on a 1-2 pitch, ropes it to right field for a leadoff single. And that'll bring up Trent Spiker, who popped out to short his first time up. So let's see if Doniphan County can chip away with their leadoff man on and down 4-1 here in the bottom of the third. It's their second hit of the ball game as Spiker steps in. Arguably the toughest out in this Doniphan County lineup, and take one upstairs for ball one. Not a huge lead by Grable. Couple steps. Good stop by the catcher there. Coy Perry a little bit outside and in the dirt. And the count for Trent Spiker is 2-0. And he bats from the right side. Here's the 2-0. Ground ball left side. Good hop, and it kicks off the glove of Van Houten into shallow left center field, and that's going to allow Grable to go first to third. So they'll say that is an error. It was a pretty hard hit ball. Van Houten certainly had an opportunity, but they will give Van Houten the error. So now first and third with nobody out. So Cole Franken with an RBI chance to chip away as Oskaloosa holding on to a 4-1 lead here in the bottom of the third, but runners at the corners and nobody out. First pitch swung on, and just getting a piece of it is Franken for strike one. Franken walked in his first at bat. The lone run scored so far by by Doniphan County came on a bases-loaded walk in the first. Next pitch is up and in to Franken. It's 1-1. So a chance here for Doniphan County to chip away. Perry, a nice throw to first, keeping Spiker honest. But he's back in time. But an RBI chance here for Franken in the bottom of the third. Next pitch a little bit outside. It's 2-1. With Preston Christensen on deck. Here's the 2-1, and that one rides up and in, and now the count is 3-1. This is the fifth matchup between these two this summer. Doniphan County 3-1 in those four games, and this is the second most runs that Oskaloosa has scored in the four-plus games. Next pitch is fouled away. The count runs full at 3-2. The three losses for Oski, it was 11-1, 3-2, and 13-5. The five runs, the most they have scored. The other win for them, or the only win, was a 4-3 decision. So this ties the top amount of runs that they have scored against Doniphan County this summer. Another pitch that's fouled away. We're still at 3-2 with runners at the corners and nobody out. Franken walked his first at bat on a 3-2 pitch. Here's another. And it swung on and missed. A huge strikeout by Cord Perry. And that's the first out of the inning, and that'll bring up Preston Christensen. That is the first strikeout for Cord Perry. And here is Christensen with runners at the corners. And now one out. Oskaloosa holding on to a 4-1 lead. Cord Perry's first pitch is swung on and missed. Christensen walked his first at bats. Again, Perry gave up four walks in the first. But only one run came across the score, the lone run so far for Doniphan County. Next pitch is low and outside, 1-1. And both teams scoring all their runs in the first. Oski with four, Doniphan County with one. Next pitch is a little bit inside and a little bit upstairs as well. 2-1. Now to Christensen. It's got Grable at third, Spiker at first, and there's a swing and a miss on a 2-1 pitch. And we're evened up at 2-2. Doniphan County's trying to chip away. Here's the 2-2. It's upstairs. And there's a steal attempt, but it's cut off. And Spiker able to get to second base. So now second and third, and the count is full at 3-2 here on Christensen with Kobe Davis up next. Big pitch here for Cord Perry. Here it is. Or there's a... Well, he was halfway into his motion home, and the play was stopped by the umpire, and pretty impressive by Cord Perry to stop his motion. That was an odd play, but now he fires in the 3-2, and it's just a bit outside for ball four. So the bases are loaded with one out for Kobe Davis. So Grable at third, Spiker at second, now Christensen at first. Christensen has walked in both of his at-bats. A 4-1 Oskaloosa lead, but Doniphan County trying to cut into it. Bases loaded, one out. First pitch to Davis, runs inside for ball one. Davis walked with the bases loaded in the first. And he's got the bases loaded again here in the third. Hits this one towards center field. Moving back is Willett, and he'll make the catch. Right in front of the wall, the 360 sign in center field. Very deep enough to score a run on a sack fly, but a big second out. It's now 4-2, Oskaloosa. The RBI by Davis. That was to deep center field, maybe a few paces in front of that 360 sign. Grable on the sack fly, scores from third. Spiker moves up to third. Christensen stays at first. So runners at the corners with two down. And the first pitch to Fumler is in there for strike one. Fumler lined out to center his first time up. This one is roped into left field for a base hit. So on an 0-1 count, coming through is Fumler. The throw-in gets away, and now Fumler is able to get up to second base. So it's an RBI hit by Fumler. It's now 4-3. So now Leibel is up as Christensen goes first to third. Fumler gets to second on the throw-in to third. And now a base hit could give Donovan County the lead, and this one's hit well to right field. Heston on the way back, and he makes the catch. So two on the board, but Oskaloosa holds on to the lead after the bottom of the third inning. We've played three. Oskaloosa 4, Donovan County 3. Fourth inning up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at LastingImpressionsOfKS.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, cruising along to the fourth inning we go here in Wathena. It's Donovan County and Oskaloosa, Legion Baseball here on KNZA. Donovan County getting two on the board in the bottom of the third, but they still trail Oskaloosa 4-3. Good game so far. Oski, four runs, six hits, and an error. Donovan County, three runs, three hits, and two errors as Alex Leibel back to work on the bump for Donovan County as they have clawed back to within one, roughly nearly halfway through this ball game. So for Oskaloosa, it'll be Rockhold, Heston, and Haynes, followed by Sabelka. If one of those three are able to get on. So Rockhold steps in from the left side. He's one for one. He drove in a run with a single in the four-run first. And he'll lead things off here in the fourth. And he'll hit a ground ball towards center field, but it's cut off by Everly at short. Nice play, good throw, little low, and dug out by Studer for out number one. Nice defensive play by both Everly and Studer, so one pitch and one out here to begin the fourth. That'll bring up Barrett Heston, the right fielder. He was hit by a pitch in the first. He steps in with one out, nobody on here in the fourth. Here is Leibel's pitch, and it's hit towards the right side. Ryder Davis at second on the edge of the grass, makes the catch. Two pitches and two outs here in the fourth. So a quick ground out and a pop out. That'll bring up Tanner Haynes, the left fielder, who struck out in his first at-bat. Leibel's trying to go quickly here in the fourth. 1-2-3. And some scattered rain here the last couple of hours, but it's held off here. Some overcast skies. First pitch is swung on and missed by Haynes, and it's 0-1. Leibel winds and fires the 0-1. Well outside, it's one ball and one strike. Donovan County looking to rebound and rally in this ball game after giving up four in the first. They have clawed back, but still down. It's 4-3. Next pitch a little bit outside to Haynes. It's now 2-1. Liable trying to work quickly. Here is the 2-1, and that one just grazing the outside corner. And now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here is the 2-2. And a little bit low and inside. Now the count runs full at 3-2 with Carter Cibulka on deck. Liable faced the minimum in the second, but he gave up a single. He's trying to go 1-2-3 here in the fourth. And that pitch is in there for a strike 3 call. Easily done by Liable. He comes back strong. 1-2-3. Down goes Oskaloosa. To the bottom of the fourth we go. Doniphan County trailing 4-3.
Here's Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer for Farmers State Bank and a cattleman.
I can sit down with customers and they're wanting to get some calves in or they're wanting to purchase some cows, and we can really sit down and dive into the numbers and see how that's going to look and how that's going to be beneficial to your farm or ranch.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Well, good game so far here in Wathena. Oskaloosa holding on to a 4-3 lead as we've hit the home half of inning number 4. Studer, Davis, and Everly do up here for Doniphan County. The bottom of the fourth, again, trailing 4-3. Umpire sweeping off home plate. Cord Perry will face Brock Studer, who singled in his first at-bat. And Cord Perry winds and fires. And that one is drilled to the left side, but right at the third baseman, Boyd, and he makes the catch for the first out. That was hit with some pace by Studer, but Boyd at third did not have to take a step either way. And he makes the catch for out number one. That brings up Ryder Davis, who reached on a fielder's choice in his first at bat. He'll take one upstairs for ball one. Cord Perry working quickly, and that one ran up and in, and a swing and a miss there by Ryder Davis. Evens up the count at 1-1. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed. So Davis down in the count, 1-2. Oskaloosa holding on to a 4-3 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the 1-2. And just getting a piece of it and fouling it away is Ryder Davis. So he'll stay alive at 1-2. Infield fairly straight up. Verosky here in the fourth. Perry shakes off a sign and throws a fastball. It's a little bit outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. 4 runs, 6 hits, an error for Oskaloosa. 3 runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors for Doniphan County as another foul ball just getting a piece. Is Ryder Davis. They'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Defensively in the outfield for Oskaloosa, they got Haynes in left, Willits in center, Heston in right, and that one rides up and in and hits Ryder Davis. So on a 2-2 count, Perry hits Davis, and he takes first with one out, and that'll bring up the top of the order with Cooper Everly. Everly's 0-for-2. He has a ground out, and he fouled out to the third baseman his second time up. His third at bat here in the fourth inning with a runner on first and one down. Runner at first represents the tying run. The go-ahead run is Eberle at bat, and he takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Cord Perry back to the stretch. Next pitch, a little bit outside, one ball and one strike. Here is the 1-1, and it's hit down the right field line, but it's going to be foul. Now Eberle down in the count, it's 1-2. Davis at first, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. It's a 4-3 Oskaloosa lead. There's the 1-2. It's low and outside, two balls and two strikes with Charlie Grable on deck. Oskaloosa trying to hold on, and here's the ground ball right side. Rockhold at second, trying to get to second, and they're going to say the runner is safe. So there was a little bit of hesitation by Rockhold to try to get Ryder Davis at second base to get the lead runner, but Davis' speed beats it out. And so now two on and one out. As Eberle is on first, Davis at second. And the first pitch to Charlie Grable, missing outside. It's 1-0. Next pitch to the right side. It's caught by the first baseman. The tag is applied, and it's a double play. So just like that, a line drive to Kretzer at first, and then he's able to tag Eberle on the double play, and the side is retired. So after four, Oskaloosa hanging on to a 4-3 lead. We're back in a moment.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3/4 ton. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu. Also, Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Colin Fellkamp in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. A 4-3 Oskaloosa lead as we have cracked the fifth inning of play here in Wathena. Oski holding on to the one-run lead. Doniphan County in the last half inning had runners at first and second with one out. And a line drive double play ended the threat. So Oskaloosa still holding on to the one-run lead. It'll be Carter Sabelka leading things off against Alex Leibel in the top of the fifth. Leibel's first pitch in there for strike number one. Sabelka grounded out to third his first time up. And quickly down in the count, 0-1. Leibel's next pitch is hit to the left side but foul. And the count now 0-2 on Sabelka. The fifth meeting between these two so far this summer. Doniphan County has won 3 out of 4. Oski trying to get one here on the road. And there's a strike three call. It was a half-hearted check swing, but the ball was on the outside corner, and Leibel records the strikeout for out number one. That is the third strikeout for Alex Leibel here tonight. And that'll bring up the top of the order with Trevor Willits, who has reached on an error and scored and also singled in the second. Leibel has really come back strong after the four runs in the first. And the first pitch to Willits, a little bit outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Next pitch, outside corner, good location. It's one ball and one strike. So again, after that four-run first inning where Leibel faced nine, he faced three in the second, four in the third, and just three in the fourth. And he's retired the first here in the fifth. There's a swing and a miss on a breaking ball that's hit the dirt on the outside. It's now one ball and two strikes. With Trenton Van Houten on deck. Here is the 1-2 from Leibel. A little bit outside, two balls and a two strikes. Oskaloosa 5-14 this summer. 1-3 against Doniphan County. There's a foul tip, just staying alive is Willits, and it's two balls and two strikes. Once again, hopefully everyone had a safe, fantastic 4th of July weekend. Back to the grind here this summer. Us at Kansaland Radio already popping together our pigskin previews with our, lo and behold, the football season coming up. Here's a ground ball. Beautiful play by the third baseman, Kobe Davis. Beautifully done as he kind of checks himself in front of Everly to make the play. And there's the second out. And that'll bring up Trenton Van Houten. So two up and two down, as I was mentioning, getting our football previews in for all of our area teams as that'll be put together here in the next month or so as we're not too far off from the starts of another fall sports season. There's a check swing grounder left side. Davis at third. Plays it nicely but a low throw. It's going to kick up in the air. Studer can't get it. And it bounces into shallow right field. And going from first to third is Van Houten. And the throw is not in time. And now nobody's covering home. And Van Houten's going to score. What a play. Grable was not at home. He went down the first base line. So a check swing grounder results in a run. It's now 5-3 Oskaloosa. What a scenario that was. Just a bizarre play, and a key insurance run makes it 5-3. Now a ground ball left side, Kretzer into left field for a single. So Kretzer now 2-for-3 with a pair of singles, and he's on with two outs. So after a ground out and a strikeout, a run scores on, again, what was just a bizarre play. And now Leibel has to worry about getting the final out here in this inning. First pitch is outside to Cord Perry, and it's 1-0. He reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the first and singled in the third. So an error was charged on the at-bat to Van Houten. Here's a foul ball that's going to get out of play. It's one ball and one strike here to Cord Perry. So now Oskaloosa with a 5-3 lead. It was their first run scored since the first on what was a simple check swing grounder to the third baseman. Foul ball to the screen. It's now 1-2. So Kretzer at first with two down. A 1-2 count here on Cord Perry. Leibel trying to get out of the inning. Long look at first. Here's the pitch off speed. Ground ball again. Third base side. It's under the glove and into left field for a hit. So that'll be a hit for Cord Perry, his second single in the ballgame. He's 2-for-3, and the inning continues in what should have been a 1-2-3 inning. After the error and the run scored, back-to-back singles, and Oskaloosa keeps the line moving here in the fifth. Now it's Coy Perry, who is got a single under his belt and a run scored. He'll take one outside for ball one. Leibel out of the stretch, just trying to get the final out of the inning. There's a ground ball, playable for Everly at short. He'll throw to second, and that is the final out. But a bizarre play turns into a run, a key insurance run for Oskaloosa. They now lead it 5-3 through 4.5. We step aside for a break. Back in a moment here on KNCA.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Brian Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Kirkwood and Company Restaurants and Sports Bar in Highland open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Brandon Tadman and Colin Feldkamp with you. Key insurance run by Oskaloosa in the top of the fifth. Their lead is now 5-3 here over Doniphan County. They're set to do up here in the home half of the fifth. A bizarre run for Oskaloosa in that inning was a check swing grounder to the third baseman, turned into an error, and Van Houten was heady and was able to round the bases and score all the way on a check swing grounder plus an error. So, again, it was just kind of a bizarre play, but a key run. So now the lead is 5-3 for Oskaloosa. And a dangerous part of the order here for Doniphan County as Trent Spiker will lead things off against Cord Perry. Perry's pitch is in there for strike one. Spiker has scored a run. He reached on an error in the third. He's also popped out to short. And the next pitch, a little bit outside. It's one ball and one strike. 5 runs, 8 hits, an error for Oskaloosa. 3 runs, 3 hits, and 3 errors for Doniphan County. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and just getting a piece of it is Spiker.
Oh, my gosh, Spiker.
And it's now 1 ball and 2 strikes here on Spiker. Top average on the roster, 6 home runs. He's driven in 31, most on the team. But now down in the count, Perry's going to shake off a couple of signs. Third one he likes. Here's the 1-2. And a check swing. Did he go? He did not. Coy Perry thought he went around the horn and or thought it was strike three. The first base umpire said no swing, so the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Coy Perry talking to the umpire, he Thought it was strike three, but the umpire points to first base and said he did not agree. So it's two balls and two strikes. Here's the next pitch by Perry. That one's a little bit outside. So from 1-2, it goes to 3-2. Cole Franken on deck. As we're in the bottom of the fifth, Oskaloosa leading 5-3, and it's going to be a strike three call. Spiker did not like the call, and there might have been some words for Trent Spiker by the catcher, Coyd Perry. He was not happy walking out after that strikeout. Nonetheless, it is out number one, and that brings up Cole Franken. So kind of a bizarre sequence turns into the first out, and Franken swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. Franken walked in the first. He struck out in the third. Nobody on, one out here in the fifth. Next pitch is low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. Oskaloosa with a 5-3 lead here at Doniphan County. Here's a shot towards right center field. It's hit pretty well, and that one is down in front of the fence. Kicked around by Heston. He gets it in quickly, and it's a one-out double for Cole Franken. So now the tying run steps up to the plate with Preston Christensen. So Christensen is up there. He has been up to bat twice. He has walked twice. Takes first pitch up and in. Has to slide out of the way. It's 1-0. So a runner in scoring position with one out. And the next pitch finds the strike zone, evens up at one ball and one strike. Coyd Perry out of the stretch, looks back at second. Next one is in there for strike number two. So Christensen behind at 1-2. He's got Franken at second with one out. Doniphan County trying to rally. They trail 5-3. And that one is roped into left field on a 1-2 pitch. Christensen comes through. They will stop the runner, Franken, at third. And now runners at the corners with still one out. So here's an RBI chance for Kobe Davis, the go-ahead run. He represents at the plate. You have the tying run at first as Doniphan County looks to rally. They have trailed the entire way. That one's hit hard right to the shortstop. Van Houten to first. It's a double play, and the inning is over. What a play by Van Houten. Another threat is neutralized. So a double play ends the inning for a second consecutive frame. So we head to the sixth inning. Oskaloosa still with a 5-3 lead. We're back in a moment.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Oskaloosa, a 5-3 lead here over Doniphan County as we get set to start inning number six. And Oskaloosa's defense has come up with some big plays in the last couple of innings. The last two Doniphan County threats have been ended by double plays. And Oskaloosa has been able to hang on to their lead. They got a key insurance run in the fifth. It's 5-3. And here to start the sixth, Hunter Boyd will lead things off. He's 0 for 2. And Lible's first pitch, just missing inside for ball number one. Boyd a ground out in the first, a pop out in the third. That's from the right side. Next pitch is in there for strike one. And it's now 1-1. 5 runs, 8 hits, an error for Oskaloosa. 3-5-3 for Donovan County. Here's a ground ball, slow roller. Everly cuts it off. Throw to first. Studer with the catch in time for out number one. Boyd is now 0-3. That'll bring up Gunnar Rockhold, who's 1-2 with an RBI single. Lible shakes off the first sign. Likes the second, the pitch, and it's a little grounder. Lible has it with ease. He'll shovel it underhand to Studer at first and quickly 2 up and 2 down. That makes Rockhold now 1-3. Here's Barrett Heston, the right fielder. He was hit by a pitch in the first, popped out second in the fourth. Lible's trying to set it down. 1-2-3 here in the sixth. Beautiful off speed, but just missing for ball number one. 5-3, the Oskaloosa lead. It's been a good game so far. That pitch finds the strike zone. Now 1-1. Both starters are still in the game for both teams. They have gone the whole way so far as Lible's next pitch, a little bit outside, 2-1. Lible trying to go 1-2-3 here in the top of the sixth. Here's the 2-1. Just a bit outside, now 3-1. Tanner Haynes on deck. Oskaloosa got that key insurance run last inning after the first two were retired. And the next pitch is low for ball four, and that keeps the line moving. That'll bring up Tanner Haynes as Heston reaches with a two-out walk. Haynes is 0-2. He has struck out twice. Lible has 3 strikeouts in the game, and now I get a pause in the action as we'll have a meeting on the mound. I think this could be it for Lible. So it looks like we may have a pitching change here for Donovan County. As we'll see who it is. Looks like it will be Trent Spiker who will take over. So the ball game is done for Lible. A pitching change here with a runner on and 2 outs here in the top of the sixth. We'll step aside for a quick break. We're back in a moment.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at Holton Hospital.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay it through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was?
If you want to pay more,
don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
So a pitching change here in the top of the sixth inning for Donovan County. Lible, his night is done as he goes 5 2/3. Trent Spiker will take over to try to get the final out here in the sixth. Oskaloosa with a 5-3 lead. They got a runner on first and at 2 outs. And it's Tanner Haynes who has struck out twice, and now Spiker out of the stretch. His first pitch is swung on and missed for strike number one. Lavelle moves over to third base. After the four runs in the first, Lavelle bounced back and pitched extremely well, and now Spiker's trying to finish off this frame for him with Heston at first and two down. There's another fastball that swung on and missed, and Haynes quickly behind in the count. It's 0-2. Trying to keep it at a two-run deficit is Spiker in D.C. here in the top of the sixth. Long pause. Here's the 0-2, and that one is in the dirt. And there's a good play by the catcher, Grable, keeping it from going to the backstop. It is ball number one, so now it's one ball and two strikes. Could have got Heston into scoring position, but Grable able to make the stop and keep him at first base. So one ball and two strikes. Spiker gets the call, settles in, lifts and fires. This one's hit towards center field. Backing up is the center fielder to make the catch. And a key out recorded, and that retires the side. So a two-out walk does no damage. We head to the bottom of the sixth, a 5-3 Oskaloosa lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Home half of the sixth, 5-3 Oskaloosa here in Wathena. First of two tonight between these two teams. As Cord Perry is back to work, he'll face the bottom third of the Doniphan County lineup, Fumler, Lavelle, and Studer, and then Davis, if one of those three are able to get on. Oski, four runs in the first, one in the fifth. Doniphan County, one run in the first, two in the third. That one's ripped towards the left side, and it's caught by the shortstop, Van Houten. That was struck well by Gavin Fumler, but right to the shortstop, Van Houten, for out number one. Now it's Alex Lavelle. He is 0 for 2. A ground out and a line out. And quickly one out here in the home half of the sixth. Lights are on here at the ballpark. First pitch by Cord Perry is in there for strike number one. Brock Studer on deck. Oski trying to hold on for a victory here in this first game. Next pitch a little bit outside. It's now one ball and one strike. Here is the next pitch, and that one's hit well towards left center field, and Haynes is on his way back, and that one is a one-hopper right up against the 340 sign in left center. And Lavelle stops at second base with a key one-out double. That was not far off from a home run, and Haynes able to get it in quickly, bouncing right in front of the 340 sign in left center. The first hit for Lavelle, and he's on with one out. That'll bring up Brock Studer. Studer is 1 for 2. He singled in the second inning. He also has a line out in the fourth. He has an RBI chance here. First pitch from Perry, missing inside for ball one. Cord Perry's next pitch. Oh, and it rides up and in, and Studer gets trilled. Appears to be okay, but now two on and one out for Ryder Davis, who has reached twice. He reached on a fielder's choice in the second, and then he was hit by a pitch in the fourth. And now Cord Perry in a little bit of a jam as Ryder Davis represents the go-ahead run here in the bottom of the sixth. Runners at first and second, one out, 5-3 Oskaloosa. That one runs up and in, and it's ball one. Now Lible at second, Studer at first. Oskaloosa has led the whole way. Doniphan County has had multiple opportunities, just been unable to either tie or crack the lead as Oskaloosa has been able to hold on. A 2-0 pitch just missing, and that one was close, and now all of a sudden count is 3-0 here on Ryder Davis. Davis lifts and fires, and that one is just way up and outside, and the base is loaded with one out for the top of the order with Cooper Eberle. So Eberle, the shortstop, who is 0-for-3, a ground out, a foul out, and reaching on a fielder's choice. The last two threats that Doniphan County has put together have been ended by double plays. Oskaloosa has been able to hang on to their lead. Now, here in the bottom of the sixth, DC has loaded them up with just one out. As a quick meeting on the hill. Now the umpires are doing something here as we have a little pause in the action. And now here comes a meeting on the hill after a quick lineout by Fumler to start the inning, a double by Leibel. Studer was hit by a pitch, and then Ryder Davis issued a walk. And I think we're going to get a pitching change here for Oskaloosa. And it's crunch time here for Oski, trying to hang on to their 5-3 lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Still waiting to see if it is a pitching change. It looks like it will be. And it's going to be Van Houten to take over on the bump. So we'll step aside. Another pitching change. Doniphan County threatening here in the bottom of the sixth. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
At Foster Ford in Houlton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Houlton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, a big spot here. Van Houten, the new pitcher here for Oskaloosa. Bases loaded for Doniphan County. Here in the bottom of the sixth as they trail by two. It's 5-3. First pitch missing to Cooper Eberle for ball one. And now the next pitch missing outside. It's 2-0. As Van Houten takes over again for Cord Perry, who went 5 1/3. And that's a big 2-0 pitch that finds the strike zone. Now 2-1. Lible at third, Studer at second, Davis at first. Next pitch upstairs. 3-1. Oskaloosa trying to hold on. They're leading 5-3, but Doniphan County threatening, and the 3-1 pitch is upstairs, ball four. A run is in. It's now 5-4. Lible scores from third. Studer to third. Davis to second, and now Eberle at first, and now Charlie Grable A base hit could get Doniphan County the lead. Off speed, Van Houten's first pitch in there for strike one. And a ground ball left side, playable by Boyd at third. The throw is dug out beautifully for out number two, but a run is in and the game is tied. So it's an RBI ground out by Grable as Studer scores from third, and we're tied at five here in the bottom of the sixth. Davis to third, Everly to second, and now Trent Spiker with two outs and two on in a tie game here in the bottom of the sixth can give Doniphan County their first lead of the game. First pitch by Van Houten is a little bit inside for ball one. Spiker struck out his last time up. He's also reached on an error and scored. He has also popped out to the shortstop, and that pitch gets behind him. And the count is now 2-0. This is a very dangerous hitter at the plate. I think Van Houten knows it. Second and third with two down, a 2-0 pitch is low and outside, and the count now 3-0 on Spiker with Cole Franken on deck. So two runs across here in the inning. Doniphan County has tied the game. They still have them second and third and two down. Chance to take the lead, and it's a four-pitch walk, and that'll bring up Cole Franken. So Cole Franken, who doubled his last at-bat, he has also struck out and walked. He is one for two, and a base hit would give Doniphan County the lead here in the sixth. Oskaloosa trying to get out of it in a tie game at 5-5. First pitch outside to Franken, ball one. Here's the next pitch. That one's hit up the middle, and it finds its way into center field, and Doniphan County has the lead. They'll hold the runner at third and could have potentially got a second runner in, but everyone holds up. The ball gets away, but Davis scores, and Doniphan County has taken a 6-5 lead, their first lead of the ball game, on the RBI hit by Cole Franken. And the bases stay loaded with two outs. Van Houten's pitch. Outside to Preston Christensen for ball one. Christensen has reached all three times. He has walked twice and is singled. And this one is hit towards right field. Heston on the move, and he misplayed it, and it drops in for a hit. One run is in. Two runs are going to score. And it's now a 8-5 lead for Doniphan County. It's a two RBI double by Christensen. What an inning here for Doniphan County as Everly and Spiker both score. Five have scored in the inning. And from a 5-3 deficit to an 8-5 lead here in the home half of the sixth. And the first pitch to Kobe Davis is upstairs for ball one. Still second and third and two outs. A base hit could really put the hammer down on this ball game. Pitch gets away. And it's 2-0 here on Davis. But Doniphan County, you figured at some point they would come turning the bats on, and they have waited till most crucial part in the game to do so. They now lead it by three. Van Houten's pitch in there for strike one. And it's now two balls and one strike. As Doniphan County is batted around here in the sixth. Next pitch is in there for strike two. So now two balls and two strikes. Five across here of the inning. 8-5 Doniphan County, their first lead of the game. And a strike three call, a big pitch by Van Houten, but the damage done as we head to the seventh. Oskaloosa, they need three to keep it moving. 8-5, Doniphan County. We're back after this.
At Union State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Stick around for the post-game show here on KNZA. We'll break down this ball game here tonight in Wathena and announce our McDonald's player of the game. And boy, Doniphan County trailed the entire way until the home half of inning number 6. They plate 5 on 3 hits, and they go from down 5-3 to up 8-5 in the blink of an eye. And now Doniphan County can close things out here in the 7th as Oskaloosa needing 3 to keep it alive. As Carter Sabelka leads off, and the first pitch by Trent Spiker swung on and missed for strike one. 5 runs, 8 hits for Oskaloosa. They scored 4 in the first. Doniphan County, 1 in the first, 2 in the third, and then just plating 5 in the 6th. They now turned it around quickly and a chance to close it out here in game 1. Spiker will look to close things out. Beautiful bender, but just missing on the outside corner. And Sabelka has it evened up at 1-1. He's 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Here's the next pitch by Spiker. Ground ball, but foul. And it's 1-2. So again, Doniphan County, they have controlled this series so far throughout the summer. This is the 5th game these two have played. Doniphan County looking to go to 4-1 against Oskaloosa. They'll play another 5-inning game after this one. So if you're out in the area, come on out and enjoy some quality Legion baseball. The lights are on, and certainly the weather is calm after some rain showers earlier today. It's a 2-2 count here on Sabelka. Next pitch, low and outside, 3-2. With Willits, the top of the order, on deck. Doniphan County trailed the entire game up until the bottom of the 6th. They plated 5 and lead it 8-5. Ground ball left side, Eberle. It's going to be cut off by Leibel at third, and a throw is in time for the out. Nice play by Studer. And one up and one down here in the top half of the 7th. And it'll bring up the top of the order with Trevor Willits. Willits has singled tonight. He's also reached on an error and scored. And he has grounded out to third. But Oskaloosa needs 3 in this inning to extend the ball game. We're in the 7th. 8-5, Doniphan County. Here is the rise and fire by Spiker. Another off-speed pitch, just missing. And it's 1-0 here on Willits. Spiker quickly moving. This one is hit foul, out of play. And it's 1-1. Oskaloosa jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the first. Doniphan County got one back in the first, trailed 4-1, then they got it to 4-3. Oski added a run in the 5th, made it 5-3. And then a monster 5-run bottom of the 6th has given Doniphan County the 8-5 lead and a chance to close it out here in the 7th. Willits right now with a 2-1 count on Spiker. Make it 3-1, next pitch outside. with Trenton Van Houten on deck. There's the Rise and Fire. And that one finds the strike zone. It's now full at 3-2. And the 3-2 is grounded to second base. Ryder Davis has it, and up to first in time, and two up and two down here in the seventh. So Oskaloosa down to their final out, as the Sun surprisingly trying to peek in and has out beyond left field. As Trenton Van Houten steps in, we'll look to keep the Oskaloosa hopes alive. But they have a lot of work to do. Down to their final out. Spiker's first pitch outside for ball one. Van Houten has singled. He also has grounded out, reached on an error. He has scored twice. And a swing and a miss. Fastball on the outside corner. And it's one ball and one strike. Spiker trying to slam the door shut on what was looking to be an Oskaloosa upset here in game one, but that's not the case. Next pitch, a little bit inside. And it's now two balls and one strike. Oniffin County looking for their 20th win. Next pitch is in the dirt, three balls and one strike. Well, if Van Houten's able to get on, A.J. Kretzer will be up next. Here is the 3-1, and that is hit towards the right side. It's caught by Studer, the first baseman, and that will end the ball game. So Doniphan County with a huge rally to win it. 8-5 the final score. And we'll recap it when we come back after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, the final score, Doniphan County with the win over Oskaloosa. 8-5 is the final score. Thank you so much for tuning in. Brandon Tadman and Colin Feldkamp with you. It was a come-from-behind victory for D.C. as they got down 4-0 in the first inning. Well, through the first half of the first inning, as they were able to get one back, but trailed 4-1 after the first inning. They got a couple back in the third, trailed 4-3. Oskaloosa got one more in the fifth to lead 5-3. And then the big difference was Doniphan County, on the monster sixth inning, they scored 5 runs on 3 hits and turned a 5-3 deficit into an 8-5 lead. And Spiker shut the door in the seventh inning as he set down Oski 1-2-3 as Doniphan County wins it and improves to 20-4. Oskaloosa drops to 5-15 as we kind of break this one down. Again, Oskaloosa, four runs in the first inning. A couple of errors by the Doniphan County defense didn't help the cause, as four of the first five for Oskaloosa to bat ended up scoring. They sent eight to the plate in that four-run first inning. Doniphan County, they got one back in the first. They got a bases-loaded walk, as Kobe Davis credited with the RBI there. And then Oskaloosa didn't score again until the fifth on what was just kind of a bizarre play. A check swing grounder turned into a run, and it gave them a little insurance. 5-3, again, was the score going into the bottom of the sixth inning. But again, the difference, Doniphan County, they sent all 10 to the plate in that five-run inning. They got three hits. They let it off. Actually, Gavin Fumler led off of the lineout, but then a double, a hit batter, a walk that scored a run, and then an RBI ground out by Charlie Grable. Trent Spiker walked and then came around to score, and the two big hits to really put the game away, Cole Franken, an RBI single, and then Preston Christensen came through with a two RBI double to really, again, give him that cushion, as Doniphan County celebrating that victory. 8-5 again, the final score. Is now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. And kind of going through the list here for Doniphan County, certainly some quality candidates, but I think just kind of looking down the lineup here, everyone had their contributions throughout, but boy, how about Preston Christensen, who came through four at bats. He reached base all four times. He walked twice. He singled, and then, as we mentioned, had the big two RBI double to cap off the five-run sixth inning, which really put the game away for Doniphan County. So Preston Christensen, our McDonald's player of the game, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. So again, these two will play one more five-inning game. That's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. Thank you so much again to all of our great sponsors for grinding through the season with us. We'll have another broadcast next week, and then the following week we'll have zone tournament coverage, plus the week after that, if one of our area teams makes it to Topeka in the state tournament, we will have that covered for you as well. So the final lines in this one is Doniphan County rallied for the win. 8 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors. They left 10 on base. Oskaloosa, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. And they left 5 on base. In the final score, 8-5. Doniphan County wins it. For Colin Feldkamp, I'm Brandon Tadman. We'll talk to you next week for more Legion Baseball. Thanks for listening here on KNZA 103.9 FM.